Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere really deep inside, said I really knew, said I really knew, 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 knew. You kinda need some space, some time apart to just be free. But I don't understand, this can't be happening. How much time do you really need to be far apart from me? Yeah. If we take this little break, what will our future bring? Do you still love me? Do you still need me? What is this all about? I can't figure out. Is this goodbye?
Everybody, this is your host, Tony Tutu. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to have a special guest. The author, Don Desiree Banks, is going to share some poetry with us today and talk a little bit about her book that's coming up. I see the switchboard is already lighting up. I've got a 727 area code 8597. But we're going to wait a few minutes, and then we're going to bring on our co-host, Phoenix, and then we're going to have Don Desiree join us. But between now and then, I'd like to share some music with you. So just be patient, and we'll be right back. This is a gospel artist. His name is Sed, and this is a song that he did, and it's called All That You Do. We'll be right back. your arms around me. I'm tearing up the song. That's that Cat Said, the gospel artist, giving it up for the God in all of us. Yeah, yeah. Phoenix, my doll, how are you?
I'm good.
Super, super, yeah. I wanted to play a little music there. Our switchboards are lit up, and I think everybody is ready for that fabulous young lady, Dawn Desiree Banks, the author. So let's see if I can get Dawn on for you right quick then, Phoenix.
All right.
Hello, Dawn. Are you with us?
Yes.
Dawn Desiree, how are you today?
Hey, how are you?
Excellent,
Hi.
Excellent. I have Phoenix on with you, and we're going to kick back and relax and enjoy this show today that's featuring Dawn. And Dawn is going to share some of her poetry and tell us about her book and stuff. So, Phoenix, there you go, Dawn.
Yeah, it was great speaking with you yesterday. What I wanted to know was a little more about what inspired you to start writing poetry.
Oh, it was great speaking with you, too. Well, what inspired me, I have been writing since I was a teen, and I've always wanted to do a book, and God just blessed me with that opportunity right now. I have a book coming out called Revelations of a Poetess, due in bookstores July 3rd, 2010, and I'm super happy.
Yes, yes, I've read some of your poetry, and it's very inspiring. What really motivates you, I mean, what motivates you to write your poetry?
Well, you know, actually different experiences that I've gone through in my life, and I feel as though people can reach, you know, actually, you know, feel what I'm saying because they've gone through the same thing I've gone through.
Exactly. I love I Am Queen. What inspired you to write that one? That's very empowering.
Well, you know, I have to give it up for the Black Queens. That inspired me to write that. That inspired, I mean, all ladies are queens in my eyes, but I'm just, you know, I'm inspired by my culture, you know, so I have to dig deep into that, and I like I Am Queen.
Definitely. It's truly uplifting, and we need more poetry and more people putting out quality books, you know, that touch on issues that I think everybody can relate to. I want to know a little more about your mixer that you're having to introduce your book.
Say that again?
I wanted to know a little more about the event that you're having to introduce your book.
Oh, well, actually, I'm having a book coming event June 26th. It's a book signing, a coming out book signing. Of the book, and just for family and friends, and it's going to be a really nice function.
Great, great. Are there any poets that have inspired you to write?
Yes, Maya Angelou. I have to give it up to her.
Oh, yes.
Yes. She really, really inspired me.
Yes, I love Maya. She is truly powerful. I think I heard some of her stuff. Actually, I think I was watching the Richard Pryor show on TV1, and I heard her recite some of her poetry, and she was always just a powerful poet, in my opinion. What do you think about the poets out here today, spoken word and things of that nature?
Well, I think they're all good. I think it's, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing. This is a talent that I feel that God has blessed me with, you know. So I think they're all good. Everybody has their different style, you know. And it's just a beautiful thing. The spoken word is beautiful.
Yes, it is. I love it. I love the flow of it. I love the jazz influence behind it. And I think it's a culture that's really kind of underground and unsung, but I think
exactly.
Once more people get into it, then, you know, it will really be something that will revolutionize, you know, poetry in itself. It's like an evolution of poetry.
Exactly. I have other projects coming up, too. After Revelation of a Poetess, I have a second volume of poetry coming out, and I don't want to give away the title, but I do have that as my next project, as well as a drama fiction book. So,
ooh,
you know, I just want to keep it coming, you know.
Yes.
Especially with the poetry.
Yes, drama fiction. I can't wait for that one.
Yes, yes. That one I hope to have out by 2011, Christmas of 2011.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what we'll do is cut to some music, and then we come back. We'll listen to you recite I Am Queen.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'll be here.
Every time I think about those times I did not have you, yeah. Every time I think about my life was incomplete. Every day I struggle to breathe and let my heart get to beat. From now on, you're the only thing to see.
And we've got the lovely Don Desiree Banks chopping it up with us about the book. Yeah, yeah, Revelations of a Poetess. Are you guys still with me?
Of course. Give it up for
you
Drew Sidora and Mario.
I'm here.
Yeah, exclusive music, Drew Sidora featuring that cat Mario. What I like to do, Phoenix and Don, is take a couple of calls. So,
yeah.
You know, I know some of the some of Don's supporters wanted to call and give her some shout-outs. So the first call I'm going to take is from area code 727. Your last four digits are 8597. How are you? You're on live with Don and Phoenix.
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Peggy, and I'm calling from the Tampa Bay area.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh, Peggy. Okay. Peggy, you're from freecharitycars.org, right?
Yes.
That's my bestest, my bestest.
Okay. What we're gonna do, Peggy, is
I love you.
So, okay. See, so you know, for everyone that don't know, like, my favorite charity is freecharitycars.org, and what I like to do is I like to award 1,000 votes to someone that calls my show and usually tell their story, but today it's about Don and her book. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to award you, Peggy, 1,000 votes so that God will bless you with a car from Free Charity Cars. So,
yeah.
Okay, so what's your username?
It's Painter Peg, PaintrPeg.
Okay, Painter 8.
Painter Peg.
Painter Peg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, so thanks so much. Thanks so much, Peg, for calling in. You got that 1,000 votes. I promised them to you. I love you. God bless you. And just hang in there. At least keep listening to the radio show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you got those 1,000 votes, baby doll. That
was
so cool.
That
was
Don's bestie.
Yeah, Don's bestie. Okay, we're going to take another call. This call is from 336. The last four digits are 7546. You're on live with Two True Phoenix and the lovely Don Desiree Banks.
Hey, Don, what's good, babe? It's Tone.
That's
me. Of course, I got to represent for you, babe.
That's right.
You know, I gotta represent. I'm so proud of her for what she's doing because it's been a while. She's been trying to do this for a minute, and I mean, God is good, man. God is good.
Yes. Look at
Lord,
her.
Did you tell him about the other books that you got coming? She got some good stuff. I'm the world. I don't know if the world's ready for this, man.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the drama fiction to drop. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Dez, I love you. I'm going to see you next month. We're going to get it in. We're going to party. We're going to tear the A up.
Uh-huh.
I love you too.
All right, babe. Be good and be easy. Phoenix, be easy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I will.
Later. Love y'all.
Right on. That was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're gonna do is I'm gonna let Phoenix and you, Don, talk a little bit more, or you can bless us with a rendition of one of your poems, or you know, the show.
I'm
is
ready
yours,
to hear "I Am Queen."
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I dedicate this to all the ladies out there. This is very special. This poem is very special to me. This is me. It's called "I Am Queen." Dug deep down in my soul, examined my perfections that outweighed my imperfections, saw my honey brown skin shine in intense light, knew then that I am queen. I hold the fort down in my castle, for my blood boils and builds a strength I grasp to hold. I say with pride, I am queen. Those that I surround breathe a breath that only my individuality creates. For there are plenty of individuals who bear the title. However, only little know their worth. Forever profound and sane, deep in heart knowing, pure loving feeling that I am queen. That's it.
Profound.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. And so many women need to hear those words of upliftment that empower them.
I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you liked it. I feel that way, too. Women need to hear that. They need to look inside themselves and say, I'm queen. I am queen.
Exactly. Take charge of your destiny and don't fall into the stereotypes that society put on you for the roles that you have to play.
Never, never, never.
Exactly.
Well, I think, and I believe in my heart that all of the ladies are queens unless they don't want to be or they don't act like a queen. But truly, truly God created something wonderful when he created the women. You know.
That's right, Tony, because you're the king.
That's right. I'm the king. That's real talk. That's real talk. You know what I'd like to do is I want to play another song, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. We're not going to keep you on for the whole hour, you know, but I want you to bless me with one more. There's another poem. Everyone that's on listening to us online, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is area code 347-884-8065. If you want to say hello, we have a couple of more calls that I'll take when we get back, but I'd like to play another song. This is by Carolyn Malachi. She's an artist up in Baltimore, Maryland. And she's also she does some spoken word and poetry, but this is one of her melodies I really like. It's called Organic Soul. And check the poetic flow in this also. And this is in dedication to Don. Okay?
That's right.
That's right. Here we go.
Unless I'm there.
Malachi.
Yeah, I love Carolyn Malachi.
That song was beautiful.
You know, I wanted to say this. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to say this, that I really admire you, Don, and you're the first author that we've had on Two True Radio. So that means a lot to me, and I really admire poetry, you know. Because, it like,
beautiful.
You know, I can write a song, but, you know, and make it rhyme, but not good enough to put in a song, you know, to produce or anything like that. And I have so much admiration for writers and poets like you, and I just want to encourage you to just continue to do what you do, young lady, and, you know, God bless you, and I know that you're going to be very successful in your endeavors.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Are we about to hear another one?
You going to give us another one, Dart? Okay, great.
Yes, I am. And this one's called The Black Man.
Okay.
Knight in shining armor he is, the protection of his queen, strong mentally and physically, provider for his family at all costs, the black man, an example of a beautiful human being. To understand him is to know him. The black man knows no sign of struggle, for his power, agenda, simply is and will be carried on a multitude of generations. Hear me when I say there is nothing like a good black man.
Nothing like it.
That gives me something to strive for.
You know, right? That was for you, Tony. Look.
definitely. We have some more callers. I want to make sure that we get some of your supporters a chance to say hello and, you know, give some shout outs to you. This is area code 706. 8388. I'd like for you to come on and say hi to Don and chop it up with us a little bit. Are you there?
Hello?
706-8388. You're on live.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I just like to say Don did a good job. It's crazy. I Am Queen is just off the map. You already know. Claiming the crop. We can't be here without the cream of the earth. You feel what I'm saying? So, just a beautiful poem altogether. Just to go with, you know, with the black man coming on after that. I mean, the match is made in heaven with that one. That's definitely off the meter.
Okay.
I appreciate all of the words and all of the positive influence that she gives out and that she embodies and that she shows other women, you know, and helps other women possess themselves. And look at themselves and to really kind of find out, you know, where they stand at and what part that they play on this earth, and that every man should actually treat them like what they are. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
instead of, you know, trying to thug them out and all that other good stuff. That's cool, you know, on a certain level, but, you know, when you're talking about really trying to deal with, you know, women in general or just our people in general and our little girls and our mothers and our grandmothers and stuff like that, it should all be that first and foremost is that they are the queens of this earth, and that's what they should be appreciated as.
Indeed.
Real
that's
talk.
Right.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Yeah, wow,
you
said it all.
that's real talk.
Beautiful summary. Thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. I appreciate that, my brother.
I say thank y'all. That's what it is, all right?
No doubt.
Absolutely. That was great. Let me try to sneak another one in here. This is 704. Your last four digits are 6290. You're on live with Don Desiree Banks. Two True and Phoenix. How are you?
Hello?
Hello? 704-6290. You're on live.
What's up, man? How's it going? It's Two True. You know what I mean?
What's good with you?
Man, chilling, you know, doing just fucking with music and shit.
Right.
Who is
who's
it
calling?
You're speaking to?
I'm on your show. Say what's up.
Oh man, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Charlotte.
Okay, North Carolina. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, man, some good shit out here, you know what I mean? It's, nah, you gotta
yeah,
know
sound
that shit.
Like it.
If you're around here, you know what I mean? It's like real talk. It's like you don't go to New York with it. Because, like, fuck New York, you know, we got this. It's just like, whatever, you know. I'm just like. Just
you sound like you're feeling pretty good.
Something.
I feel you.
Yeah, I'm starting to vibe. I'm about to go get a little something to drink, like some Dr. Pepper for, you know.
Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate that. You know, this is Two True Radio, and, you know, we got a lot of listeners that call in.
I want some soda now. I want some soda.
I want some cold water. Let's try another one. This is area code 631. Your last four digits are 9130. Say hello to Don. What's going on?
What's up, babe?
What's up? Oh, nothing much. Who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from New York, and this is I'm talking to my daughter.
Ah.
Oh. Okay.
That's why she over there chuckling like, Daddy?
That's my father.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Banks?
Nothing, man. You know, I'm just proud, man. I'm proud, you know, I'm really proud. I'm proud of her.
I can imagine. She's a wonderful person, and I feel blessed to have, you know, her on our radio show program today. It's good, and she's blessed, and I feel like she's going to do some huge things
Thank
with her
you.
Poetry.
Hello?
Yes.
I thought I got cut off.
No, you're here.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
good.
No.
Good, well, great.
I'm telling you, you know.
Was she always a little poet growing up? Was she always writing poetry?
No, she wasn't.
Okay. It just came to you one day, huh?
She wasn't, but, you know, everybody needs a chance.
Exactly.
Everybody needs a chance. I'm so proud of her. I really am.
I can imagine. That's so beautiful. Like, you know, one of the most important things for an artist is the support base that she has. And, you know, I want to encourage everybody that knows Dawn, continue to give her all your support and just encourage her and help her and support her any way you can, you know. And just for the general listeners, we've got 23 minutes left for the show. I want to tell you that you can go online to Two
Thank
True.
Thank you. Your support.
Right. You can go to twotrueradio.com and look in the artist lounge. And if you look for Don's name, Don Desiree Banks, you can view her page in our artist lounge. And we have some of her poetry up and some links where you can check out what she's doing on IC Color and Facebook and things like that. And, just encourage her and continue to support her, because that's what we do here at Two True Radio for the independent artists. You know, we want her to sell a billion books.
That's right.
You know, real talk. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Okay.
All right, Father. thank you for helping bring Don into the world.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. That was really nice. Your dad called in, and you know, and we had one special guy call in. I think he was just one of my people from the network and artists.
I think so. And he was feeling good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was feeling real good. But I appreciate you though, bro. I love the listeners. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. So, yeah, Don. So, it wasn't nothing to be all nervous about, baby doll. See, I told you. This is like designer radio. You know, we do what we want to do, but the most important thing is that exposure. You know.
Yeah, the best thing is just to highlight what you're doing, what you're putting out there, and just, you know, giving the people all the information they need to know so that they can follow up with you and support you.
It wasn't. Came out real nice. I really appreciate you guys having me on. This is a beautiful thing, and I hope you have me back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Of course.
You
we have to get you back right before the book signing.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be at the book signing event. That's June 26th, right? Yeah, June 26th.
Mm-hmm, it is June 26th.
It's the book signing, and I'm going to be there to get my copy.
Right, right. I'm looking forward to seeing you at that event.
Oh, I will be there. I'll definitely be there.
I wish Phoenix can come, but
I told her I'm going to do my best to come because, you know, it's around the G-Ski Man's birthday, so
I know,
I'm
going to
try. I'm going to try to get there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. If you don't make this one, you make sure to be at the rest.
Oh, you already know. You already know. I need my autographed copy.
That's right. I'm definitely going to pick mine up. Let's do another call. This is a I don't think I may have taken this call already, but it's okay. I may not have. It's 70. No, I took him. Let's see. No, we're not going to do that.
That's not like Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Okay, look. I've got a I'm going to play another song. This is one of the artists on tuturadio.com, one of the artists in our network. This song is called Lost for Words, and this is Slim Pickens.
Castro.
Yeah, Castro. And we'll be right back and say some more.
I stand alone, controlling this microphone. Put a record on, zone, make the rhythm my own. Proven shown, y'all should just give me the throne. A rolling stone wherever I took the stage, my home. Let's get it on, making classics like Marvin Magic. With jogging rap craftings to call them Slim Pickens. My name's Big Game, no bargain. Top dollar, pop a collar, holler, hear what I'm saying? Block scholar, summa cum laude. Who rock your party? True blue brew, serving everybody cool. As my Uncle Roddy schooled me, your lottie dotty fuel for the fire. And I fly like Ducati, hotter than a Saudi in July, no lie. You can try to copy the style, but your brain will fry. Rain or shine, I deliver like Mary Jane down the river. Now that's a dope flow, hydro, my nigga, pyroclastic. Flame throwing gymnastics, game over, you bastards can't compete. Just a bunch of matchsticks. A bomb atomic with a touch of Islamic, a little karmic, a common herb before the boom of the sonic. DJs move the plate just like tectonic. The sounds, earthquake created grooves so hypnotic. Soothes the savage breath, tunes melodic. East to west, we rockin'. Yes, yes, y'all, no stopping. Progress to the top, success the only option. Lock in with third eye focus. A marksman, I hit on every track. He dropping, what's popping? Yo, man, what's popping? I know y'all like, yo, who that right there? At a loss of words, y'all ain't heard quality in years. And it probably feel weird, like the first time somebody whispered in your ears. The blinds so crystal clear. I know y'all like, yo, who that right there? At a loss of words, y'all ain't heard quality in years. And it probably feel weird, like the first time somebody whispered in your ears. The blinds so crystal clear. I'm a beat master, heat caster. I eat rappers with complete chapters and tweet after. Street swagger, deleting all factors, retreat actors. Go have a seat with your pastor so you don't repeat disaster. My caliber spectacular, vernacular, immaculate. I'm Dracula, I feed on boom bap. Fashioning with passionate rhyme, cash in time, last in a small line. Bred to be hip hop divine, this prophetic. Pathetic MCs gon' need a medic. Stepping to me, my mind loaded like weaponry. Call it destiny, I've been blessed to be one of the nicest on this MIC. Priceless lyrically, masterpieces, rap beats. My attraction increases with every line that I'm speaking. Listen to this question like, yo, when you releasing? Knees weaken from the way I be freaking. Unique technique, Slim P, Fool, House of Wushu. Douse you in flames from the debut. Remember the name. Right there, at a loss of words. somebody whispered in your ears, the blind so crystal clear. I know y'all like, yo, who that right there? Had a loss of words, y'all ain't heard quality in years, and it probably feel weird, like the first time somebody whispered in your ears, the blind so crystal clear.
Slim Pickens, Slim Pickens.
Yeah, yeah. Lots
of words. That's the business. Yeah, Don. Don.
Hey, Don, where are you originally from?
I'm here. That was nice.
where are you originally from, Don?
I missed the question. I'm sorry. I'm from Brentwood, Long Island. I was born and raised in Brentwood, Long Island.
That's what's up.
Now, see, I could tell, and plus,
me too.
Knew.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. I really like that. I really like that. So, I really appreciate you calling in, Don, and you're welcome to join Tutu Radio anytime. And what we're going to do though is there are some other radio show hosts that I network with, and if you'd like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, if you like, I want to introduce you to some other hosts and, you know, just do like a tour on the radio a little bit, you know, online radio, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to do that. And I want to, like, I can hardly wait to get the book because I want to read the whole book. I want to read all of the poetry and start talking about it and talking intelligently about it. You know, I have a few of the poems, and everyone can go to tuturadio.com and take a look at the poems that you have posted on your page in our lounge. And but I wanna get that book because I wanna do everything that we can do to help you promote your book and, you know, get it out there because everybody needs some of that.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I think you'll be able to get your copy at the event.
I will. I'll be there.
I'm going to make sure you get a copy.
you better. That's for real.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right. So, Phoenix, you got any more questions for her?
No, I'm good. I know everything I need to know about this lady right here. I'm just ready for the book and ready for the events and the drama fiction book, and I'm just geared up about her works. I'm really ecstatic about having someone, a woman, putting out a book with positive messages and about black men and women. We need more of that in, you know, in entertainment period, in books and music. So I'm really grateful for her contributing that to us.
Absolutely.
Beautiful,
me too.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. And thanks for all of Don's supporters to you guys. We love you guys. Keep supporting her. Go over there to tutruradio.com. Check her page out in the Artist Lounge and sign the guest book. And buy that book when it becomes available. We'll let you guys know. So
that's right. We'll put the link up over there.
Going to definitely put the link up. And for all of your friends that... Yeah, for all of the friends of Don's and the friends of Don's that didn't get a chance to hear her radio show interview, tell them to go to tutruradio.com, log on, and go to the Artist Lounge, and I'm going to have this radio interview show on her page on the website. So if you missed it, if they missed it, just tell them to go to tutruradio.com and check it out. I'll have it up for you. So. All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. I'm gonna close the show out with some more songs, but I love all you guys.
Hey, I wanna hear some more Carolyn Malachi.
That's right.
Okay. All right, bye-bye, Don.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Here's some Excuse Me, Miss.
I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name.
Gangsta love, yeah, check. See, baby, I'm a gangster Mac. I'm now we're pressing you. I get your mind right for I'll be undressing you. Sucker, the energies to be the ones catching you. Stepping up the game, shorty, brains not the regular. I'm from a generation, legacy of pimple tree. They often imitate for me, it's in my bloodstream. Honey, what it mean? I'm kosher. Relax your mind and take a hit up on this dosha. I'm about to find the things, baby, I'll be getting it. Them busters on that regular, but me, I'm on the squidish. And you ain't got a trip, you're safe with me. The game's been the gentleman, is what you got, friend. So lay it down to your man so he doesn't trip. I hate to flatline him cause he been a nuisance. Let's play the odds, please, and get between the sheets. And let your brother Big Friend keep you in the free.
Excuse me, miss, tell me what your name is.
Can I have a minute of your time? Maybe a little extra, your grand prize. Walk with your head up and I understand why. You got an attitude and it's cool, I let it slide. I want a little more than a piece of that pie. I'd never get you high off my love and leave you dry. Cause you a soul sister, Steve's a go-getter. Spot a fly ball like you, I go get her. And I ain't running game, I just like what I see. Your boy, gentleman, you should ride with a G. Now slide in the feed, let me take you to that next level. Some romance, it's your ex-man, couldn't handle a romance with the dawn like you in the candles. I guarantee I turn you on, hit the right channels. Have you feeling like every day Saturday? And you ain't gotta rush like most to get that cat away. Unless you with it, then I slip on that Hathaway. Set the mood right with the moonlight to have a taste. To stay with you, I paint a picture you can't erase. So clear the canvas, tell your man he's been replaced.
Excuse me, miss, tell me what your name is. Lady, cause I think that you in need of this. Gangster of high, you need to experience. You may change your life. I want to give you this gangster of high.
I like the dark rose preferred without the cream. Then I can tip you all day like when you're steam. You got it again, thinking all type of crazy things. Most of all, I'm thinking how you get that ad in the team.
Never compare me to your ex-lover, my darling. I'm Mr. Charming. You can play hard to get, but that ain't a problem. Cause that look in your eyes, till I see it popping. So mysterious and curious by what you're hiding. I got a fetish for your love, girl. No diving. Rose petals in the room when we slow grinding. A true friend indeed. That's what you got in me. A pro cutter, no broke brother that plays varsity. Want you all for myself, and baby, possibly we can show the world the true meaning of monogamy.
It messed me up. My first thought was a wedding ring. Skin's probably so good, make a brother wanna sing. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you, girl. I really wanna know your name. But I'ma let the home kick the rest like this.
Excuse me, miss, tell me what your name is.
Listening to Two True Radio Entertainment, and it is Saturday, man, May 29th, and we just had the lovely, the fabulous Don Desiree Banks chopping it up with us on the show, introducing us to some of her poetry and letting us know about her book that's coming up, Revelations of a Poetess, and on June 26th, she's going to have that book event. I'm going to be there, and we're going to have a good time. I'm going to pick up my copy. We're going to come back, promote her book, and, you know, and we're going to do it like that. We're going to continue to do it like that. We're on normally Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Tony2True/2TrueRadio. And appreciate everybody calling in, showing big love and a lot of support for Dawn and her book. This is her first work to be published, so it's a great thing. And want to give also big ups to the ladies out there that love to dress nice, smell good, look good. And if you like saving big money on your nice designer clothing, check my girl out, Angel Carell, at femalefashionattire.com, where shipping all over the world is always free. And for designer clothing for women, I'm talking top designer, Gucci, all of that there. Free shipping all over the world, 365 days a year. Femalefashionattire.com. Check them out. And big ups to my favorite charity in the world, FreeCharityCars.org. FreeCharityCars.org. As a matter of fact, one of my friends from FreeCharityCars.org called in to the show tonight, and I'm going to transfer them 1,000 votes to help them win a car from FreeCharityCars.org. Normally, they'll call in and tell us their story, but today was special. It was for Desiree, Don Desiree Banks. So just because she called in, she's gotten awarded 1,000 votes to help her get a car from FreeCharityCars.org, that wonderful charity that give cars away all over the country, 100%, they give it to you. You don't pay anything other than, you know, your registration or whatever. And the cars are nice cars. They're really nice cars, 10 years old or newer. And, you know, it's a blessing. So that's why I love FreeCharityCars.org. They're always doing the good thing. They give 100% of their donation. They don't hold anything back. And it helps people that would otherwise not be able to afford cars. So, you know, if you're listening to this show and you need a car, go over to FreeCharityCars.org, sign up, tell them Tony Two True or Turner Boy. That's my username, Turner Boy over there. Tell them I told you about FreeCharityCars.org. Sign up, vote, read the stories, and you too could be awarded a free car from FreeCharityCars.org, you know, if you really need one. Or if you're really, really fortunate and you've got a nice car sitting around, you're not using it, it's not a junker, it's a nice car, donate that car and get blessed. You know, that's what it's all about, helping other people, you know. Everybody's got a dream, you know, and sometimes it doesn't take much to give. And if you give, you shall receive, you know. Help somebody get closer to their dream. You know what I mean? Be right back.
We record? Yeah. Can't get right. Rebellion.
I'm getting closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means. Yeah, and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved.
Now, how do you feel when you give your all and still don't feel like you're giving that much? Cause you're stuck in a place where you think your life sucks so tough that it make you wanna give your life up. But I'm here to tell you that it ain't that bad when you think about worse problems other people's having. That's how you prove that you're really worth a damn and understand that there's no such thing as a perfect man. So I'ma search the land for a perfect plan to help people come together and make the earth expand to a better place to live in, instead of a prison that was built off hurt feelings and bad decisions that was made in the days. And I ain't trying to justify the past mistakes like everything is okay, but I'm paving the way to let things fade away. Cause if God can forgive, then who am I to say anything other than I'm closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved. I'm getting closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved. I'm closer to my dreams indeed, but I will make it if I continue to feed the need to fall. And no, I'm not misleading y'all. You gotta really let go of the foolish things you are to pass everything bad that was in your past, so you can separate the good from bad in your path and walk with your head up.
cause if you walk with it down, you'll probably miss all the heavenly glory. Finally getting attention from the love that ignored me, that liberated me from the thought of being a Voorhees. But that's another story I'm willing to share. But for now, I'm feeling so good, I don't even care about my previous summer that had me heated and under. Till I deleted my demons and proceeded to conquer, defeated the monster that feeds off of my well-being, that allowed me to fight off anything that hell brings. I swear, falling off is something I won't dare, even if it means finding ways to float on air. I'ma do what I gotta to get the whole enchilada, because I'm in it to win it, and I'ma finish with honor. So understand, if you wanna get more things, never let another person take away your dreams. You gotta speak it to existence like a prophecy, and keep going until you make them all believe. I mean everybody, from your mama to your pastor. Don't let nobody take away your dreams, man. Live for you. Rebel music. Can't get right.
Too true. I hope that you guys enjoyed the show today. Please support the independent artists around the country, America particularly, and other parts of the world. You know, if you know someone that's an independent artist, rock and roll, punk, classical, rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, it doesn't matter. If they are an independent artist and you think they're hot, please have them hit me up at 2TrueRadio@gmail.com. Send me their music, MP3 format, and if it's hot, I'm putting it on the radio. I'll put it on the radio. I want more music. I don't just want to play rap. I don't just want to play R&B. I don't just want to play neo-soul. I want it all. Country, Western, everybody music counts. If you're hot, I'm spinning your music. This is Tony Too True. Thanks, blogtalkradio.com, for making it possible for me to bring these shows every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and sometimes on Saturday and Sunday. It's because I love doing what I do. I love y'all, too. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you Monday. God bless.